Welcome to another episode of Reflections of a CEO. In today's episode, I'm going to be covering the three big systems that your agency has and what happens when they go into an imbalance and things start breaking and what you should do about that. That's what I'm covering today. I hope you all enjoy it. Okay, so I've been talking to a lot of agency owners recently, and various problems have come up, such as I have too many clients and my delivery system isn't as good, or I don't have enough clients, but I want to spend a bunch of time. I need to spend a bunch of time on my product and service and refining that, and that's what will get me clients. Or you know, just different various issues. I don't have them all listed in front of me. I really should have documented all of them so I could share them with you, but it's really, if I took a step back, the issues that people are expressing to me are things are breaking as the company is evolving and growing. Right, and so I've been through this personally. You know, in the history of Jacked, which is the agency I've been running for the last 7 years, there's been, as you grow, stuff starts to break. And the first thing to realize is that's actually totally normal, and it's okay, and it's fine, right? Because then you've reached this new level of growth, and it just means that, hey, you need to iterate and evolve. Right, it means you've reached the breaking point on the system that worked before, and now you need to change it and grow. Right, people often equate things breaking to it being bad, but I actually look at it like it's a good thing. It says, okay, I've now learned where the threshold is, and to get to the next level, I need to adjust things. Right, so it's actually a good thing. So one thing though that I've been recently using to explain to people to help them wrap their head around this is taking a step back. And when you look at an agency, and this can kind of apply to all businesses, but let's just take a look at agencies because that's what I know really well. There's kind of three main buckets or systems that go into an agency. There's the new business system, there's the production system, and then there's the back office system. Okay, so the new business system is responsible for new sales and marketing, etc. The production system is responsible for fulfilling those sales that are brought in. Then you have the back office system, which is all the operations, HR, etc. that supports you know, the other two. Right, and so what happens if you look at it? Right, there's three balls. Imagine they're all you know, horizontal and even with each other. What happens as your business grows is that these balls start moving up or down vertically. Right, and so when that happens, they start getting imbalanced. Right, what you want to keep is that all three balls, if they're horizontal, imagine they're next to each other. If you're joining by audio, imagine they're all right next to each other, right? Like they're sitting on a plane, a very flat surface, right? But what happens over time is that, for example, the sales ball will start increasing, right? Imagine you have the y-axis and you know, it increases because you have more sales that are coming in. However, your production ball stays in that same place, right? So what does this mean? It means that your sales ball is growing, right, faster than your production system is growing. So naturally there's an imbalance, right? Because you want to keep them all in balance. But what happens as you grow is, wow, you've sold too much, or it's only too much because your production system hasn't evolved too, right? Just to put a more concrete example, when you were servicing three customers, you were fine. But all of a sudden then you had 10 customers and you weren't. Why? It's because your production system has not grown and scaled with the sales growth that you've had, right? So what has to happen is that you need to evolve your production system, right? And so you constantly want to be thinking about these three systems and these three balls and making sure they're all parallel with each other as you grow. Because if there is a discrepancy, that can be okay, but if there's a massive discrepancy, that's where things start breaking, right? So as your sales increase, your production capability needs to increase, and so does your back office systems and organizations need to increase, right? This might mean adding people, it might mean adding systems, right? But you have to constantly be thinking about this and those three systems, or else things will break, right? It sounds very simple. May sound when I'm saying it, oh, that sounds obvious. However, it took me a long time to figure that out. So, if you're not, if you didn't see this as obvious before, don't worry about it, because, it's not easy to see when you're just starting out and you're building your business. But, with a bit of experience, you can kind of look at the overall picture and you see, okay, those are actually the three systems. And just through my experience from years of doing this, I realized that if any of those systems are imbalanced, that's where things start to break, right? So if you are, whether it's, hey, I have too many customers, or, hey, my delivery quality is not great, or, wow, it's taking us weeks to get out contracts, or whatever it is, just look in your whatever problems you're kind of having, or things that aren't ideal or how you would like them, look at it, and it's probably bucketed into one of those systems, and it's probably that over time it has not evolved, or you have not developed it or designed it to where it needs to be to work today. Right, so don't get upset about it. It's not a bad thing. It's like, hey, look, you just need to now improve it. When things are breaking, it's a sign that something needs to improve and something is in imbalance, right? So just recognize that and start adjusting it. So that's the real lesson I wanted to share. The little analogy that I like to use, right? These three balls that imagine they're all flat together, but once one goes up, faster than the others, and the other ones don't evolve, it means, hey, you need to work on that other thing, right? And at different points in time, it will be different things that you need to work on. I remember a couple years ago, our back office, that third system, was not evolving fast enough. We had great growth on the sales side, great growth on the production side, but on the back office, we hadn't developed that. So that started becoming a hindrance and something that was leading to overall the business machine, the company not working as well. So what did we do? We invested a lot of time and money and people into solving that. And then things were really good, right? We got our financial and accounting systems really down pat. We got our HR systems and process really down pat. We did all those things because we knew if we didn't get those right, if we kept adding on new customers and new business, we could do it, but it wouldn't be as smooth or as good or as profitable as if we had the back office system really in order. So that's just an example. At different times, you'll need to work on different things. And just because you, balance it, at one point in time, it doesn't mean it's going to stay like that. Naturally, businesses are growing, and so you're going to have different imbalances at different times. So just because you solve it once doesn't mean it's solved forever. You want to try and look ahead, right? And here's the tricky part. You want to look ahead and say, hey, where could an imbalance occur, and try to address that ahead of the fact. However, you don't want to build too far in the future because you need to account for the present. So for example, the balance and systems you build that work from, day one until 250,000 are one thing. And then maybe from 250,000 to 1 million, the balance you've had works really great. But then at 1 million, all of a sudden in revenue, things start breaking. So you need to create a new balance. And maybe that gets you to 2 million or 3 million or whatever it is. And then you need to reinvent yourself again. Right, and then on to the next stage. So for everyone, it's different points for everyone because it depends on your business. So it's hard to put pure rule of thumbs, but in the past, what I've seen is basically like the $1 million mark, things change. The $3 million mark, things change. Some people, it's $500,000 mark, right? But there's different marks that naturally things have to evolve, right? So that's something you're gonna want to watch out for. as the person running the business. And you know, then you know, I think I'm going to separate this into I'm going to record kind of a part two right now, which is saying, hey, you realize things are imbalanced, things are starting to break. What do I do? What is my action as the CEO, and how should I act? And I'm going to cover that in the next podcast. We'll do a kind of like a two-part series right now. So this is kind of the intro. I hope that all made sense. And then if you're a CEO and you're going through kind of some of these things, or you're realizing, hey, some things are breaking, what should I do next, or where should I spend my time? That's what I'm going to cover in the next episode. So look out for that next episode. It might already be up right now. I will dive into that topic. All right, thank you for joining me, and hope to see you in part two right now. Bye.